President-elect Barack Obama's pick for Secretary of the Interior Department says he'll restore integrity and bring back ethics to the department. Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar underwent questioning yesterday at his nomination hearing. Salazar said he'll clean up what he called the mess at the Interior Department and cited a report by its Inspector General delivered to Congress in 2006.
The IG said, quote, simply stated, short of a crime, anything goes at the highest levels of the Department of the Interior. Ethics failures on the part of senior department officials have been routinely dismissed with a promise not to do it again.
Salazar went on to say that, in fact, illegal activities did happen at the Interior Department. Employees at its Minerals Management Service were accused of accepting gifts from the energy industry and doing drugs and having sex with oil and gas company officials. Also, last year, an internal investigation found that an official at the Fish and Wildlife Service, Julie McDonald, cited played politics with the endangered species list. McDonald resigned under pressure, but Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon asked Salazar if he would re-examine some of her decisions, which still remain in effect.
There's no substitute for good science to guide the kinds of issues that you talk about with the Fish and Wildlife Service, and so we will make sure that that's what guides us as we move forward with decision-making. And I will assure you that the people that we will bring in to oversee those efforts will be people who will make the calls based on the balls and strikes of science, not on the balls and strikes of politics.
Salazar was asked about the controversial subject of whether climate change should be regulated under the Endangered Species Act. He gave a more direct answer than current interior officials have about the relationship between climate change and species like the polar bear, but he stopped short of saying what he would do.
There is no doubt that climate change and global warming is having an impact on a whole host of important natural features of this world, including the species that we have. And it's something that we will take a look at as we look at climate change within the Department of Interior and within the Obama administration. Now, the role that the ESA will play into all of that, that's something that we will take a look at as we move forward, but I don't have a specific answer to your question on that today.
Salazar did pledge to push for energy independence, take on a new agenda in dealing with Native Americans, and start initiatives for land and water conservation. Democrats and Republicans on the Energy Committee praise Salazar, whose confirmation was assured by both parties. Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski asked about his level of support for offshore oil drilling. Salazar said he believes it can be part of a comprehensive energy approach.